Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we're going to be talking about how caterpillars became butterflies, and so this video is from DNews, and it's about what happens inside a cocoon. I am a massive butterfly or moth hater. I mean, I just don't like the way they fly, and every time I go hiking, I try to avoid them as much as I can. So let's take a look at today's sentence. The craziest part is that in spite of turning into goop and back again, butterflies can retain memories from their caterpillar days, which means that somehow some nerve connections survived that change. The scientific conclusion here is, don't be a jerk to a caterpillar or it'll hate you forever as a butterfly. The craziest part is that in spite of turning into goop and back again, butterflies can retain memories from their caterpillar days, which means that somehow some nerve connections survived that change. The scientific conclusion here is don't be a jerk to a caterpillar or it will hate you forever as a butterfly. 那么首先来看第一个字呢是 spite 呢它单纯当名词使用的时候则是恶意的意思可是它在例句里面呢跟恶意无关因为我们会有一个片语呢叫做 in spite of。 In spite of 指的就是尽管的意思，那我们可以说 In spite of the rain, they still went biking at 5 a.m. in the morning. 即使下大雨呢，他们仍然决定在五点早上五点的时候去骑脚踏车。那 In spite of 呢，也可以跟 despite 互换，就是都是指尽管的意思。那回到恶意的这个解释的话，它还有一个形容词叫做 spiteful. Spiteful 就是恶意的。 那我们可以说 A lot of celebrities are affected by the spiteful comments online. 很多名人呢都会被网络上一些恶意的评论所伤害。再我们要来看的是 retain. Retain呢指的是保留啊，或者是保持的意思。那如果戴过牙套的人呢，你们的那个维持器呢就叫做 retainer. Retainer 就是保留跟保持。那有一个字呢跟它很像，然后意思也非常像，是 remain 的意思。 Remain 呢则是指残存。那它当名字也可以用复数，就是 the remains of the ship 或者是 the remains of the Pompeii city， 就是像是在讲一个城市啊或一些交通工具的残骸这样子。那它当动词的时候呢，也可以指的是保留。像是我们可以说ever since I left for college, my hometown has changed a lot, but my home has remained the same. 自从我去别的地方念大学之后呢，我的家乡呢似乎改变了很多，可是我的家里呢却仍维持一样的长相。再我们来看是 caterpillar. Caterpillar 的重音在 ca 地方发 a 的音 caterpillar p i 发短音 e l a r 发 r 的音，指的就是毛毛虫 caterpillar. 再我们来看是 nerve. Nerve 呢指的是神经的意思，那它其实也有指就一个。 胆量，有时候你在英文会听到一句话说 How dare you? I can't believe you have the nerve to jump off the cliff. 就是哇，你好大的胆子啊！我不敢相信呢，你可以，就是你敢从这个悬崖上跳下来，这样子，就是说 I can't believe you have the nerve 这样子。那它的形容词呢，则是 nervous， 是神经质的，或者是很紧张的。我们可以说 He is very nervous because of the performance because he always has stage fright. 就是他因为要表演，所以感到非常紧张，因为他很常会在台上怯场。再我们要来看的是 connection， connection 呢指的是连接的意思。 connection 它的动词原形呢则是 connect， connect 也是连接。那它的 co 都是发短音 e 的音 ，n e c d 是发 ne 的音短音 e， 微笑的嘴型。举例来说呢 ，Facebook connects people nowadays without having to sit down or meet face to face。 就是 Facebook 呢，现在连接了每一个人，因为我们这样子不需要当面坐在一起呢，就可以见到彼此这种感觉。那最后面来看是 conclusion，conclusion，conclusion，conclusion，conclusion，SIL这边是发一个人，指的是结论的意思。那我们可以说 I really liked your essay except for the fact that I think your conclusion is quite weak. 我觉得你论文写得很好，除了你的结论可能稍微弱了一点，这样子可以再修改一些。那它的动词原形呢，则是 conclude，conclude 呢有结束的意思，也有指做结论。那我们可以说 He concluded that the night was the best night of his life. 他的结论呢，就是说这天晚上呢是他生命中最美好的一个晚上。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The craziest part is that in spite of turning into goop and back again, butterflies can retain memories from their caterpillar days, which means that somehow some nerve connections survive that change. The scientific conclusion here is don't be a jerk to a caterpillar or it'll hate you forever as a butterfly. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!